So now that we've introduced what the Atlas 14 ARIs are not, and how to communicate them, let's discuss how they are calculated. The process is called frequency analysis, and it is conducted at each observing station. First, rainfall data are collected from a station with a decent period of record, usually at least 20 to 30 years. Next, over the entire period of record of the station, the most extreme annual rainfall totals are selected for each duration. Finally, a frequency distribution is fit to the extreme amounts. From this distribution, you can estimate the ARI. However, the real takeaway here is not understanding the nitty-gritty of the process, but rather how you can get estimates of 1,000-year rainfall events with only 20 to maybe 150 years of data. The short answer is, because of the fitted distribution. Take, for instance, this probability plot pulled from the NOAA Atlas 14 Volume 9 documentation. Each black dot represents a 24-hour rainfall observation, and each line represents a potential distribution that you could choose to fit the data. Notice how many observations there are for the low-end events, less than 20% annual chance of exceedance, and just how strongly correlated they are to each other. For 20% to 4% annual chance, observations become more sparse and noisy. And rarer than 4% annual chance, there are only 2 observations, with the max being about 10 inches. But let's say you were interested in the probability of exceeding 12 inches in 24 hours. What would you do without any observations that high? Well, you fit one of the distribution lines to the data. The red one is used in the NOAA Atlas 14 dataset, so let's pick that one. Then you can extrapolate out the statistics. In this case, there is a 0.5% annual chance of exceeding 12 inches in 24 hours at your location. Or rather, it has an average recurrence interval of 200 years. In short, this method assumes that a relatively small period of record is enough to extrapolate out higher recurrence intervals. However, the most important thing to keep in mind, higher ARIs, once you get above 10 to 25 years, are less reliable due to the fact that they were calculated using little to no observational data over that time span.